Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Confederate General D.H. Hill A. Military Life by Chris J. Hartley is a full-scale military biography of Daniel Harvey Hill, a West Point graduate, Mexican War veteran, educator, Confederate general, and post-war commentator. The book reassesses a figure often remembered through narrow judgments, fearless in combat, caustic in speech, deeply religious, and repeatedly entangled in disputes with senior Confederate leaders. Hartley draws on archival records, letters, newspapers, published writings, and military sources to place Hill in the broader history of Confederate command. From early war prominence in Virginia to later service in the Western theater and post-war influence in Southern education and memory, its purpose is not simply to defend or condemn Hill, but to explain why his ability, personality, faith, and conflicts produced such a disputed reputation as a Civil War biography. It combines battle analysis with character study, offering readers a more detailed view of one of the Confederates' most capable yet difficult commanders. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a modern reassessment of a Confederate general long defined by controversy, Hartley positions D.H. Hill as a figure whose reputation has often depended on selective impressions the sharp-tongued critic, the officer blamed for failures, or the fearless division commander praised by admirers. The biography matters because Hill had not received the same sustained modern treatment as more familiar Confederate leaders. Despite participating in some of the war's most significant campaigns, by using a cradle-to-grave structure, Hartley broadens the frame beyond isolated wartime anecdotes and asks how family background, education, religious conviction, military training, and later public writing shaped the man. This approach helps explain why Hill could be both respected and disliked by contemporaries. The book does not erase the accusations against him, including disputes over orders, criticism of superiors, and involvement in command politics. Instead, it places them beside evidence of courage, tactical judgment, and loyalty to the Confederate cause. The result is a biography designed to complicate inherited judgments, rather than replace one caricature with another. Secondly, battlefield skill from the Peninsula Campaign to the final Confederate struggles. A central part of the book is its evaluation of Hill as a combat commander. Hartley follows his performance across major engagements, including early Virginia operations, Seven Pines, Gaines Mill, Malvern Hill, Chickamauga, and Bentonville. The analysis emphasizes that Hill was not merely a troublesome subordinate. He was also an officer whose personal bravery and tactical instincts could inspire confidence among soldiers. His combat record shows a commander willing to expose himself to danger and to push hard in difficult circumstances. At the same time, the book avoids turning courage into proof of flawless judgment. Hill could disagree with plans, protest what he saw as costly mistakes, and still execute orders vigorously once committed. This tension is especially important in battles where Confederate command decisions produced heavy losses or enduring controversy. By pairing narrative battle history with assessment of command behavior, Hartley allows readers to examine how Hill functioned under pressure, how he interpreted risk, and why his military ability remained significant even when his career stalled. Thirdly, religious conviction as a source of courage, discipline, and severity. Hartley gives sustained attention to Hill as a devoutly religious man, not as a decorative detail but as a key to his conduct. Hill came from a strict Presbyterian environment and remained strongly shaped by Christian belief throughout his life. His faith influenced his understanding of duty, suffering, providence, and death, and it helps explain his composure in combat. A soldier who trusted divine sovereignty could appear unusually fearless under fire, and contemporaries often noticed that quality. The book also connects Hill to the wider religious culture of the Confederate armies, including camp revivals, church involvement, and moral expectations among officers and soldiers. Yet faith did not make Hill mild or conciliatory. His religious seriousness could coexist with harsh judgments, sectional hostility, and an unwillingness to soften criticism. This makes the portrait more historically useful than a simple account of piety. Hartley shows how belief could strengthen courage and discipline while also sharpening Hill's rigid sense of right and wrong in military and personal disputes. Fourthly, command conflict with Lee, Bragg, and the politics of Confederate leadership. One of the most important dimensions of the biography is its treatment of Hill conflicts with Confederate superiors and peers. Hill served under Robert E. Lee in the Army of Northern Virginia and later under Braxton Bragg in the Army of Tennessee. Two command environments with different pressures but similar risks for an outspoken subordinate. Hartley examines controversies involving Lee, the Maryland campaign, Special Orders No. 1-1, debates over strategy, and Hill's later role in Western theater disputes, including tensions surrounding Bragg after Chickamauga. These episodes reveal how military careers depend not only on battlefield competence, but also on trust, communication, hierarchy, and political skill. Hill often lacked the tact required to survive command friction, especially when he believed senior leaders were wrong. The book, therefore, uses his career to illuminate structural weaknesses in Confederate leadership, personal rivalries, unclear responsibility, presidential favoritism, and the difficulty of managing strong-willed officers. Hill becomes a case study in how ability can be undermined by temperament and institutional conflict. Lastly, post-war educator and writer shaping Southern memory after defeat, although the military career receives primary attention. Hartley also follows Hill beyond Appomattox into his post-war roles as educator, editor, and public commentator. This matters because Hill did not disappear after Confederate defeat. He helped transmit values, interpretations, and memories to later generations. His work at institutions such as Davidson College before the war and the University of Arkansas and Georgia Military College afterward places him within the broader history of Southern education. As an editor and writer, he also participated in the shaping of Confederate remembrance, defending certain views of the war, and contributing to the moral and political narratives that former Confederates constructed. The post-war material helps readers see Hill as more than a battlefield figure. It shows continuity between his wartime personality and later public life, disciplined, opinionated, religiously serious, and strongly committed to a Southern interpretation of events. By including this dimension, the biography connects military leadership to cultural legacy and the long afterlife of Civil War memory. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Civil War readers who want more than a general overview of campaigns, and for military history readers interested in command personality, battlefield judgment, and institutional conflict. It will be especially useful to those who know Lee, Jackson, Longstreet, or Bragg better than Hill and want to understand how a less familiar officer could still influence major events. The practical intellectual benefit lies in its demonstration that military leadership cannot be measured only by courage or tactical success. Hartley shows how faith, temperament, communication style, personal grievance, and political context can shape a career as decisively as battlefield performance. Compared with many Civil War biographies that either celebrate prominent commanders or revisit already crowded subjects, this book stands out by giving sustained attention to a controversial but underexamined general. Its value comes from combining archival research, battle narrative, and balanced interpretation without reducing Hill to either martyr or malcontent. Readers interested in Confederate command failures, religious culture in wartime, or the making of post-war Southern memory will find it particularly relevant. Its maps, images, and detailed military focus also make it a strong reference work for students of specific campaigns. If you would like to support Chris J. Hartley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.